You just heard Lara's theme, beautiful, from the film Dr. Zhivago, Maurice Jarre's celebrated theme to David Lean's epic film, here on The Oasis. You're listening to The New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. The interactive theater event Every Brilliant Thing is set to run August 2nd through 17th at the Festival Players Studio Theater in Wellington, Prince Edward County, just a stone's throw away from the beloved Drake Devonshire Hotel and the Easton Main Bistro. The stage piece was written by Duncan McMillan and stars celebrated comedian, actor, and writer Gavin Crawford. Gavin is the winner of multiple awards, including an ACTRA and two DORAs. He's also been a fixture on Canadian screens, including his years with This Hour Has 22 Minutes.
Hey, welcome to Talk Back Fort Mac. I'm Byron Taggart, and this here is my girlfriend, Kayla.
Hey.
Today we're talking trucks, so if you want to put your two cents in, I'm on CB, Channel 1.
Gavin Crawford in action there. He's currently hosting CBC's Because News and has guest starred in some of Canada's most popular shows, including Baroness Von Sketch, Corner Gas, and Murdoch Mysteries, to name a few. Every Brilliant Thing is a one-of-a-kind interactive theatrical event that engages its audience. It chronicles a young person's quest to unearth the best parts of being alive. It's my pleasure to welcome Gavin Crawford to the New Classical FM.
Hey, how are you, Mark?
Good. Great to see you again. Great to have you here. And first off, I'll say, how have you been? Because it seems like every time I see you, you've got about six new things going on. So congratulations on being so busy. And how is that for you?
It's nice. It's good. I was thinking I should have probably taken the summer off, but then doing this play is a bit like a weird kind of holiday in a way because it's so different than anything I have to do during the week.
TV, radio, and then, you know, hey, who would want to have a couple weeks off? Let's just head on over to PEC and...
It's true, but there's something about doing plays that is, when you work in other mediums, being with an audience in a play is kind of like... the purest form of the entertainment drugs.
And it's an instant reaction for you, and it helps you gauge what's happening, if it's funny, if it's working.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. We have a live audience in at Because News, but it's very nice to be able to, instead of bumping around through the headlines, to be able to be like, okay, now I have a character to play, and I can play it for an hour, and I can kind of actually just really get into the details of something and really live in something that's not myself for a while. That's like a holiday.
That is like a holiday. And that was the appeal. And we're excited that you've given us this opportunity to see you in such a beautiful place. If people look on the Classical FM Instagram page right now, they can see Gavin talking about some of his famous impressions. But you used to do a pretty mean Kathleen Wynne. Am I right about that?
If mean, but by mean you mean cruel. No.
It was just because
I look, it won't work. I mean, in the radio, it's not going to sound a lot like Kathleen because it never did. But the weird thing was, is that one day I was walking home and I saw a bus shelter ad for Kathleen Wynne. And I just realized that, like, I have the exact same jaw, the exact same cheekbones. And if I just put a blonde wig on, I need no makeup. And I look exactly like the former premier. So
I think I saw you do it at the Doras and you came out. Is that
oh,
right?
Yeah. That was very fun because I got to do a whole song and dance routine. So right. It was very fun to be Kathleen Wynne with a tearaway outfit.
I remember that.
And a sequin bodysuit underneath.
It was a highlight of course, what turns out to be a very long night, typically at the Doras. But you were great in that. You have portrayed so many pop culture personalities. We were just talking about some of them off air. Who are you? Are you got anybody you're working on right now?
No, who am I working on right now?
I think Doug Ford is hard. I don't know but if you...
Doug Ford is hard. And also, it's just... my problem is I like to imitate people that I actually enjoy.
Sure.
So Trump is out, and Doug Ford, not so much, but...
They say that makes the best impression, but at the same time, you do see that it is hard to make.
The thing that is quirky about Doug Ford right now is he mispronounces so many words.
Okay.
Like, the way he says Ontario
right.
all the time. Like, he's like, Ontario is gonna be so good, and we're running, and like, or there's some other things that he...
So a slight sort of like Ontario drawl there.
And he puts like, he'll say things like, this Saturday, Like, he won't put the T in Saturday. And sure. The weird thing is, and this is no disrespect to the late, great Stuart McLean, but if Stuart McLean was much less intelligent, his cadence sounds exactly like Doug Ford.
Right. It's got that sort
it
of...
It has that same sort of like...
Stays like, at the right same volume and
yeah,
that kind of thing.
It was like, if it was like, Dave and Worley were drug dealers in high school, folks and friends, my apologies to Ford supporters, but that's how I'm feeling this Saturday.
So you're not necessarily working on it per se, but you've given it some thought.
Well, I just, because I have to listen to it for the thing, I notice... Those are the things that I notice kind of what in his manner of speaking.
And I think that gives us a window into the mind of somebody who does that for a living. So that's fascinating to hear you do that. Let's get into the show, Every Brilliant Thing, Duncan McMillan's piece. What is it all about? And my understanding is it engages the audience in a pretty specific way.
Yeah, I mean, there's a deal of audience participation, but it's very gentle audience participation.
So that's
participation.
Good. Right.
Participation for the most part. basically, Every Brilliant Thing is about a kid who has a mother who is depressed, who has attempted suicide a number of times. And first time when he's seven, and he's sort of, in order, as a present for her, he starts to make a list of everything that he thinks is brilliant in the world. Sort of reasons for living,
right?
Kind of, if you will. And sort of it tracks him over the course of his life, and the list gets larger and larger as the play goes on, eventually reaching a million. There's a lot of numbers for me to remember in this play. But at the beginning of the play, the audience comes in, and everyone's given a card with a number on it, and the way... The show works is that I will call for a number. I would say something like number six, and right. Then a person will shout out roller coasters. That is what they have on the card. So everyone's involved automatically from the get-go in that kind of juncture. And then there's a few times where I'll pull someone from the audience to just say like, oh, I need you to be my dad in this scene. And I lead them through... what they have to do is very simple, but it's more for the audience, I think, to watch me dealing with someone. They sort of enjoy the audience being put on the spot, but I think they more enjoy seeing the performer too getting put on the spot, because I don't know what the person is going to do or what the person is going to say, and I'm trying to use them to help tell this story, and I just kind of have to roll with whatever they come up with, which is a little bit nerve-wracking, but... Also fun.
I was going to say, I mean, it's a character that obviously has been written and you can build upon that, but at the same time, it involves a lot of improv skills, which makes it exciting for you every night.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, I started off when I came to Toronto at Second City as an improviser, so it's fun to sort of rely on those skills and also to not just pre-plan anything. Someone was asking today, because we had some audience in for the rehearsal, because it's very hard to rehearse without people in the audience, and... you know, they sort of said like, well, do you have a plan for like, what if somebody does this or what if somebody does this? And honestly, the best plan is to have no plan at all.
Right.
And just...
listen hard.
Yeah. Basically, you just kind of go, whatever you give me, then I will find a way to get where I need to go in a fun way for the audience. Because if I have it too planned, guaranteed they're going to say something that's 60% of what I had and it's not going to work anyway. So it's better to just kind of really put yourself in that... Here I am in this moment, and let's just see what happens.
I think it's going to, you are in good hands, folks, should you visit Prince Edward County. Every Brilliant Thing, it is running August 2nd through the 17th at the Festival Players Studio Theater in Wellington, Prince Edward County. Nice place to visit, if you got to keep
it
working.
It is a lovely place, particularly if you like wine or long sandy beaches.
And great food in the area, too. Tickets available at festivalplayers.ca. And Gavin, just a real pleasure, as always. I always learn something, and it's fun to hang out and
awesome.
Chat.
It's my pleasure to be here. I should add, it's very funny, also, the play.
It sounds like it's going to be very funny. You're with the New Classical FM.